Cowboys in the way, Jamie.
Great Scott! I shall need the need for speed.
Cowabunga, dude! You're a wizard, Harry.
Welcome to the When Harry Met Movies podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Harry Met podcast with Harry's dad.
Slightly different, that one.
Was it?
Yeah, you went ladies and gentlemen.
I used to do ladies and gentlemen, but then I went Harry Met podcast. Welcome to Harry. Welcome to the Harry Met Movies podcast. There you go. I can't say it properly.
And who are you?
Harry.
And who am I?
Annoying. Worker. Editor. Website maker.
Cheers, mate.
You've got all these titles. You're famous.
So why don't you tell all the listeners about our little show and about how annoying you were?
I'm not annoying. Dad's more annoying. Basically, I show films from my childhood. I'm messing up today, Dad. Dad showed me films from my childhood and we review them.
Yeah, and how do we always start our show?
I give Dad a number of lines and we have to review them. So what film are we doing, Dad?
And we have to what?
No, not reviewing, tell the story. I'm not doing well with
that. You've been drinking. You've
seen
that poly juice.
Orange juice and peach juice. Perfect mixture.
Is that the same drink you've been drinking for the last 3 days?
No. I mixed them yesterday and I found out how nice it was.
So yes, today's film is Face Off and it's my turn to tell you the story. How many lines are you going to give me?
It came out in 1997, so not easy to half. I'm going to give you, well, because it's about two people facing off, I'm going to give you two. That's the only one.
Face Off is about a police officer and a criminal who switch faces so that they can so that a police officer can go undercover.
Yeah.
That's in two lines, that's the best I can do.
Which is actually what it's about.
So, I always give you some facts about films. So this came out in 1997, 2 hours and 18 minutes long. It stars John Travolta and Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage almost pulled out of this because he didn't want to play a bad guy. But when he realised that actually for the bulk of the film he's the good guy. It cost $18 million to make and worldwide gross was $295 million, which isn't too bad, I suppose. It's 14th of the year, but it was a big year. Titanic.
That's an instantly shot episode.
Brave, Men in Black, Batman and Robin, and Jurassic Park Lost World.
I've never seen.
No, not Brave, Bean. Sorry, Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean movie, top of
the. All five of those are films that we either have covered or would cover.
Wait, could you do the Mr. Bean movie?
Can do.
I know you want to do Men in Black.
The two main actors spent 2 weeks together.
Did they?
To get used to each other's mannerisms and stuff, because obviously they had to play each other.
Yeah. Which makes sense, obviously.
Interestingly enough, when they're in the prison and they have those boots that keep them to the floor, they have the same boots that the Goober wear in Mario, Super Mario Brothers.
Well, mostly just to make money, isn't it?
So, this was originally slated to have Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone as the two leads.
Oh, that'd been so fun.
The main bad guy's called Castor and his brother is called Pollux. And do you know where those names come from? They come from Greek mythology.
Oh, yeah.
Leaders as sons. So Castor is the son of the Spartan king and Pollux is the half-son. Well, he's the son of Zeus, so he's a demigod.
Demigod,
dad. And because they cared for each other so much, Pollux and Castor, Zeus split their immortality so that one of them would always be in hell and one of them would be alive and it split the time. So there you go, that's where the random two names come from.
Wow.
So let's jump into the pop questions.
Yay.
Jump further down here. Get some. Should we do a remake? I don't think a remake's necessarily, but you could do another version of this, couldn't you? Yeah. So yeah, a remake, but no, like, it doesn't have to be like this one doesn't exist. It's like almost like the technology still exists.
Yeah.
And it needs to be used again. Because it's not like everyone's suddenly swapping faces.
Yeah. Favourite character?
Castor Troy.
Which one was he?
He's the criminal.
Oh, yeah.
So this is difficult here. So Castor Troy is the fun one. Yeah. He's the bad guy, he's the fun one. But which one, but is he just as fun when he's the cop?
Yeah, yeah.
So when he's not the bad guy, but is the bad guy.
Should we just call him cast a cop?
So when he's cast a cop,
yeah.
So John Travolta.
Yeah, cast a cop. Yeah.
Is he just as much fun?
He's funnier because he can get away with a lot more stuff.
Well, this leads us into funniest moment.
I'm not actually sure because I think there's a...
quite like the introduction to Castle Troy where he's a priest.
Yeah, true.
And he's dancing and stuff like that.
It's iconic scene. I don't know. Physical.
It would be either side of a wall and they're talking.
Yeah.
Or where they both turn and face the mirror, sort of shooting what they perceive as the bad guy.
Oh.
It's actually. So it's a back-to-back mirror.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
They stood either side of it, so they're looking at the face they want to kill. That's actually the face they're wearing.
Yeah.
Favorite scene.
I'm not really sure. I kind of like the ending.
Which bit?
Just a bit like how like the boats just keep exploding, even though like there's no need for them.
Favourite scene. I quite like the shootout where it's somewhere over a rainbow that's playing in the background.
Oh, yeah. Feel with your punch.
Maybe her daughter.
True.
That's controversial. But
yeah, she shot her own dad. Does it hold off? Yeah.
I think so, yeah, because it's not reliant massively on special effects or anything. It's in the ages.
It's literally just the actor swapping roles, literally.
Would you do a sequel?
I don't really see how you do a sequel.
I don't think you can do a sequel because you can't with the same two characters. But I think you could do they can revisit the same technology with other people.
Because I would say you could do maybe. I was about to say you could do it in the sun, but I realized the sun gets adopted by whatever good guys / bad guy.
I'm sure Archer.
Yeah. Cast a cop.
Archer,
bad guy.
this is
such a
fun. Let's talk about film. What did you think? Do you enjoy it?
I like the idea of them swapping, but also when Castor gets up from the coma, I was like, you would think they would wait for him to die before they rip his face off. Not me, if he's still in a coma, there's still a chance he can get up, wake up and just.
Yeah, but he's more on a machine to keep him alive, and actually, that's the thing, he's not in a good... They're keeping him alive.
Oh, okay.
And it's because of a bomb that Pollux has hit, so they're going to send Castor in.
Yeah.
Interesting enough, the guy who plays Pollux, all the little weird mannerisms he has and how he speaks and that.
Yeah.
That was none of that was scripted, it was all just stuff he was designed to do, because he felt it would work for the character.
Yeah.
He's quite a... good actor. He's one of those actors that pops up and stuff, but he's always really good in whatever he's in, and plays quite different characters whenever he's in stuff. Can't think what his name is in real life. Okay. The director of this is a guy called John Woo, who's very theatrical with his stuff. So there's a bit where he's walking through a church and all these seagulls start flying in front of him. It looks like very effective and stuff like that. He's very much a slow-mo person and stuff like that. So he was one of the first ones that did all that sort of stuff. So like when we action scenes where they're diving and it all goes slow and stuff like that. And like a bit where you first meet Castor, but not in the church, but when he's going to the plane and he's got like the two golden guns and he flicks his coat up behind him and it's like flapping him like almost like a cloak in the wind and stuff like that.
He's
very visual and very...
Yeah, he is. I love his coat and all that, like how he just has like these two guns and all that. How does he get in the coma in the first place? Because does he not get like launched back and hit his back or something?
Yeah, it's essentially because his...
his back broke.
I'm trying to think how they catches him.
Because doesn't... the cop...
Oh, Pollux has paid for a ticket or something by a card, so he knows where he's going to be.
And then the cop, does he not like turn like an engine or something and blast him back and kill him?
Yeah.
Or
I
not?
Just trying to work out why they knew he was going to be there.
Just got a call up from the airplane.
Obviously, I think this film pivots an awful lot on the two actors.
Yeah.
Because really randomly, John Travolta, who plays the cop, he generally always plays good guys.
Does he?
Yeah, he's never doesn't really play bad guys. He's always, his most famous film before this was Grease, which you might have heard of.
Is it the one where he falls in love with a girl and they go like at the end they fly in a car or something?
Yeah,
I watched it in drama once.
So he's
Tell me more.
Yeah, so he's the main guy in that.
Yeah. Actually, we should do Grease. That's big.
Yeah, because then at some point we can do Grease too, which would be interesting one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Tell me more. How did you get very far?
He only plays good guys. Funny enough, he's only ever done one other film with John Woo where he also played a bad guy. We looked at an interview with Dave and in work because we were talking about this. I said I would watched it with you, and it's for like a year apart or 2 years apart for two films.
Are
they? But he generally always plays good guys, and Nicolas Cage has played a bit of a mix of both, and was kind of in it. So he did Face Off, The Rock, and Con Air all quite close together.
I like Nicolas.
And they're all like. It basically became like a bit of an action hero for a while because of it. Whereas before that, he was more of a serious actor.
So that's why
he didn't want to play a bad guy, because he wanted to become like an action star.
I like Nicolas Cage, he's pretty good.
What else have you seen him in?
Matrix?
No. I'm
trying
to think what you might have watched.
I know who Nicolas Cage is, I've seen him something.
I don't think you've watched anything else, have you?
I know who Nicolas Cage is.
Yes, we have. National Treasure.
Yeah. He goes from, you know, hunting treasure down to killing people. You know.
So, yeah, that's. So, basically, this started that sort of route to become in National Treasure films. He wouldn't have been in those films if it wasn't for these. The Rock's the interesting one, because the film The Rock that he's in, he's an action star, kind of, but he's a scientist, so he's really smart. So, that's probably where the idea. That's where the cat. Where he. National Treasure that probably works for him, because he's smart, but he's physically fit, but he's not like a Sylvester Stallone or Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Or even like a Chris Hemsworth.
I would love to see Arnold Schwarzenegger in this film, just have one of the cops or something. Yeah, because when he switches, does he not disarm the bomb or something?
So when he switches to Copcaster, disarms the bomb so he can become like
a hero.
So basically what he realises is he can become richer by being a good guy.
Yeah,
which is basically what he says to Pollux,
which is actually true. You can become richer,
but it is quite clever, like, when Pollux dies that he's upset and like the police officer says, why are you crying, it's just Pollux Troy, when he shoots the cop, doesn't he? Yeah, obviously it's his brother that's dead.
But you would think the cops would be like, hey, where's this one cop gone? The last time we've seen him was with Castor Troy, you know.
Well, no, because they were just saying you got shot in the collateral damage of the thing.
That's true. You know, gun accident, spin the shot him.
Admittedly, if you check the bullets, they'd find out it was a bullet from his gun.
Yeah. There's a couple of things, I'm like, as a part, no one can tell that something's wrong. Like, I felt like at the beginning, you know, when it was like that little lady cop, I can't, what's her name? She's near the end.
I can't think what the cops are called.
Yeah, so she, like, at the end, she. I think her daughter calls her, someone calls her, and she comes, she bleeds him.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the thing, isn't it? So, obviously, when he's in the prison as Caster Cop, so he's the good guy, but in the bad guy's body.
Yeah, he gets in a fight straight away.
But no, when he's in that bit, all the people that know what he's done get killed.
Yeah.
So nobody knows that they've swapped anymore, because they're all dead.
Yeah.
So at this point, you would kind of be like, who on earth is going to believe me? Because, admittedly, he would know things that Sean Archer wouldn't, like the bad guy wouldn't. So he can, like, when he speaks to his wife, he can actually tell her things that she, only him and her would know.
Yeah, because he had that scar on too, didn't he?
Yeah, because he gets the scar on him. But yeah, the obviously thing is that they could swap the.
Yeah.
It's the blood type that she works out, isn't it?
Yeah, also, wouldn't she be able to tell it's not him if he did have that scar? Because I wouldn't bet they would change that, would they?
What do you mean? But he gets the scar removed.
True.
So he hasn't got the scar?
No, Caster Cop. Would he not.
He gets the scar put onto his body.
Okay.
Everything, they swap the entire body.
Yeah.
Apparently, another fact that scored was that when he did a blood test, so Sean Archer's, the good guy's blood type is O, which is like the universal donor, so anybody can have that blood type. Because blood types, you can only have the right blood, so if you're A positive,
I actually know called blood, but
you could only have A positive blood. But you can have O negative, I think it's anyone can have that, it's like a universal donor. So that's the idea, is that he's a universal donor because he'll help anybody. And Castor Troy's blood type, which you discover, is AB. Now apparently AB can take any other type of blood, but can't use it unless you're AB. So it's kind of like so Sean Archer's blood, is showing he will help anybody, and the other guy's saying that he will take off everybody. So that's like,
well,
that's why they gave him both blood types, because it's like a representation of him.
I think it's like the actual actor's blood.
Does it feel quite long? Because it is quite a longish action.
It
film.
Does. I feel like sometimes you just drag, like the boat scene at the end. Doesn't
you just said you enjoyed that. What was your
I enjoyed it, but like, you
see, I like all the bits where they're opposite each other.
Yeah.
They're playing off each other. I just think it's really clever how the mannerisms swap when they swap.
Yeah.
Each actor manages to act like the other one.
Sure, they do actually do very well.
And I also like how Castor Troy, when he's the cop inside the good guy, he starts to struggle mentally, because he can see the person he's hated who's killed his son. He can see him.
Yeah.
And has always been, and can see, and wants, this is the man he's always wanted to kill, and the face in the mirror is the face of the person he wants to kill.
Yeah, I feel like some scenes with like his wife doing after being there, like Castor Troy trying to.
Yeah, but that's trying to show how he's settling into the family, so that when her real husband comes, she doesn't fully believe him, because this guy's been, but then he's not been how her husband was, so therefore it starts to go wrong and going, yeah, maybe he isn't acting.
Yeah,
he's changed over the last sort of few months. So, should we rate this one?
Yeah.
So, for the listeners, we rate our films out of 5. 5 being, so start at the bottom. So 1 being a film not to watch. 2 being all right, but not necessarily a recommendation, but maybe watch it if it's on. 3 stars is a recommendation. 4 star we think is a great film. 5 star is basically as good as you're going to get for that type of film. So if it's a Christmas film or a comedy, it's as good as you're going to get in that genre. So what are you giving Face Off?
A 3.
A 3?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it would be higher than that.
I just don't think I'm that big a fan of it.
Well, I was giving it a 4.
What's
it? Yeah, no debate. Gives it a 3.5, which is still quite a good film.
A solid 3.5.
I thought it'd be higher than that. I thought you might have gave this higher than
that.
No. You seem to enjoy it when I'm watching it.
Yeah, but I won't look about, like, I don't honestly remember a lot of things about it, which is not a really good thing. News.
What's it with Rats and Him, Willy Wonka, Dark Crystal, Young Sherlock?
That seems right.
Planet of the Apes, Willow.
Yeah, that seems right, honestly.
So, for our regular listeners, we have a quiz. It used to be Harry used to challenge me, but actually we've been Harry's podcast, we now challenge him.
And we should challenge Dad, but Dad. No, okay, Dad.
I'm too knowledgeable.
They're falling off.
So we're doing a Harry Potter quiz question.
Is it? What book is it? Philosopher's Stone?
We're still on Philosopher's Stone, because we're keeping them in order, so you're going to have a while of Philosopher's Stone.
That's fine. That's a lot.
What was Harry Potter's father's name? You've got 8 questions, by the way.
James.
Oh, hang on, weren't we going to do it either way?
What?
Didn't you say you want to challenge me? So
yeah.
Okay, so
I've
only read the first question. I would have got James Potter.
Yeah. What was Harry Potter's father's name?
James Potter.
Hagrid asked Harry to tell anyone that he put what on Dumbledore Dunley, there you go.
What?
Hagrid asked Harry not to tell anyone that he put what on Dudley, Harry's brother.
Pig's tail.
Yeah. So I just couldn't read Dudley's name. What item does Harry purchase at Ollivander's?
A wand.
His wand, actually.
Yeah, so a wand, yeah.
In Diagon Alley, which model of broomstick does Harry see first?
Oh, what is it called?
It's pretty.
Is it the Thunderbolt, or is that one for the third or second one? Is it Firebolt?
No.
No, that's the other one.
You can't just. I'll give you the last note. I'll give you the last.
It's something two, isn't it?
It's something 2000. It's 2000 is the last bit.
I can't think what it is.
Name is 2000.
It's for 5 volts and the later ones, isn't it?
Yeah. According to Hagrid, where is the only place that possibly safer than
Gringotts?
Gringotts, yeah.
Hogwarts.
Yeah. So I can't read some of these words. What does Harry have to show in order to enter his vault at the Wizarding Bank?
His wand.
No.
Isn't it?
No.
There's a key.
Yeah, a key actually, not a key.
I know the wand is what they have to show. Later.
Yeah, because they could just easily pick his wand. Who takes Harry to see his vault in the Wizarding Bank? Not Hagrid. I'm gonna give you that because it's a.
Yeah, it's the what is his name?
Okay, I was going to give you a hint, but no, it's too much.
Griplock.
I'll give you that, because which vault at the bank does Hagrid take a mysterious package?
Oh, I knew this was going to be a question.
Okay, it ends in 13, so you just got to get the first number.
See, I didn't have 13, I didn't have that in my head.
I'll give you, yeah, because I won't have to get this one myself, so.
Is it 113 or is it
213?
I can't remember.
It's higher than them, so.
713?
Yeah.
I knew there was a 7 in it.
One more, or?
You tell me.
Is that to you? Do you want to challenge yourself? To get redeem your points. I have no idea how many you've got right.
Okay.
Who says that they won't raid like Voldemort's name because they can't spell it?
Hagrid.
Yeah. Harry wants his accord made from the tail bearer of which creature?
What's his wand made from?
Like, what's his, like, cord, like, the middle of his...
It's a phoenix.
Yeah. I can't...
It's forks, to be matter of fact.
By which nickname is Harry Potter known throughout the Wizarding World? It's super...
Before you lived.
Yeah, I'm not saying you can't get that. Where does Harry meet the Weasleys for the first time?
Platform... 9 3/4.
It's a lot simpler than that.
Oh, King's Cross.
No.
I'm a train station.
Yeah.
All right. So I wasn't wrong, was I? So let's just leave it there. I wasn't wrong, was I? So you made it like I wasn't right.
No, you didn't say the train station. You said top of 9 3/4.
Which is out of train stations.
Fine, you win that argument. You win that one argument.
We often do a podcast question. This one's going to be roughly based on this film. So we were talking and we said, which films would you switch the characters' faces? So we're basically saying that I'm just going to pick two random films. So if you took Lord of the Rings and you took Star Wars, you could swap Luke Skywalker for Frodo.
Yeah.
You could swap the actors, essentially.
Oh, no, it won't work now.
Or the characters.
It won't work now.
So...
It won't work now.
Basically, you'd be swapping two people.
Yeah, it won't work now.
It doesn't matter which way round, but it's to make one film better.
Okay, only one of them.
Yeah, it can. It obviously might affect the other film, but...
Mrs. Doubtfire swap with Beetlejuice.
You cannot do that.
Yes, I can.
Because now you're making Mrs. Doubtfire awful.
No! Optimus Prime swap with Beetlejuice.
You can't swap. Why would you swap Optimus Prime? I was thinking of that film.
Okay.
That was your... You've had an entire day to think of it, and you've just destroyed
Mrs. Doubtfire.
No.
Okay, Jim... Is it Jim Harry? Swap with Mrs. Doubtfire.
Who?
Jim Harry.
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey, sorry.
So you put Jim Carrey and Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yeah. Could you imagine him doing it?
Instead of Robin Williams?
Yeah, but like you said, that's the only thing I can think.
Why would you not put him into Beetlejuice?
Oh yeah, Jim Carrey swap. But what film?
The Mask.
No, because The Mask is too good with Jim Carrey, I'm sorry.
But wouldn't he make Beetlejuice a better film?
He would, but
Miles
like,
better than The Mask, probably.
What other films would he do?
Delights.
Pick a random one for me, I'll swap it.
Dumb and Dumber 2.
Yeah.
Because it's awful.
Swap him with that. Boom.
So the answer to that is, as much as it would kill the original film,
yeah.
Beetlejuice has already got a fame, yeah?
Yeah, no one likes him.
So I'm going to swap Drop Dead Fred for Beetlejuice.
No.
Drop Dead Fred is a better film.
Yes.
But the idea of Beetlejuice is better. Right. If you put Rick Mayall as Beetlejuice, and he plays it like he plays Drop Dead Fred.
Oh yeah.
It makes Beetlejuice a better film.
True.
And it makes Beetlejuice a film you thought you were going to watch.
Yeah, which I hate Beetlejuice.
For those who haven't listened to this, this is a thorn in Harry's side. It's Beetlejuice. I was never a massive fan of Beetlejuice as a child, so I wasn't in a massive rush to watch this. When we eventually watched it, we watched it close to the film Drop Dead Fred. For American listeners, you might not have seen that film.
Right.
Because it wasn't as popular in America as it was here.
You're messing up.
This has Rick Mayall playing, Drop Dead Fred has Rick Mayall playing an imaginary friend. Harry kind of thought that Beetlejuice was going to be something similar. And actually what Beetlejuice is, A, he's only in it for about 10-15 minutes. And he's actually quite creepy, and he's trying to marry a 13-14-year-old girl. And you kind of thought it was going to be a bit more funny than it actually is.
Yeah, which it wasn't. It was
awful. There is funny bits in it, but I think the problem is he probably isn't in it enough. And it's kind of like it plays too much on the scary and quirky, which is Tim Burton, I suppose.
Yeah.
But it's not.
He's right, it's not.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of a film you really need to see.
What was that?
Edward Scissorhands.
I heard of him. He's got scissors for hands. He wins rock, paper, scissors all the time.
But yeah, so that would be the swap, because I think it would make Beetlejuice the film you thought you were going to watch.
Yeah. That's such a good joke, then.
Then I also thought you could do what would be good is to make Face Off, but do it with comedians.
Yeah.
So if you did it with Robin Williams and John Candy, who plays Uncle Buck.
Yeah.
Now obviously then you've got the thing that one of them would have to wear a fat suit. But no, they wouldn't, because he'd just be bigger. So if Robin Williams was in John Candy's, they were vice versa, they could play each other. I don't really know what the plot of it would be.
I can imagine.
But having that swap thing would be quite an interesting thing with just two adults, because they often do it with kids, like in Big or vice versa, and Freaky Friday's another one where it's an adult and a kid swap. But having two adults swap would be quite... Because Face Off could also be a funny concept. I did think the Arnold and Sylvester Stallone thing would be quite interesting.
Yeah. Rocky IV.
We'd have to do way more action.
Rocky IV.
Then I did think, could you swap, make Sylvester Stallone Terminator?
Oh my god.
And make Arnold Schwarzenegger Rocky.
Imagine, he would be like...
The only downside is that Rocky's much smaller than Arnold Schwarzenegger.
So put on some stilts.
No, so the old thing, he's not as an underdog in the Rocky films, because Arnold Schwarzenegger's massive.
Oh yeah, true.
And it's kind of like the underdog story a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
But then I thought, what you could really do is, this is going to absolutely get me in trouble if your mum ever discovers this, is you could swap all of the cast of the Spice Girls out and put people that are good.
She doesn't listen to the podcast, it's fine.
And put people that are good.
I'm going to have to tell her that, I think. I'll have that in my pocket.
Just some of the people that can act.
You're going to tell her that, are you? I'll keep it a secret.
So you came up with one half idea, and I came up with like three or four?
Yeah, because just call it a thing of actors, which I call you better than any film set for Beetlejuice. I felt like Supergirl, but I can't think of any actor.
Yeah, I was trying to think of Supergirl.
I
think the problem is you just need to swap the story out, because the story's rubbish.
That's the one film which I keep. I was like, I need to think of one for Supergirl, because the only thing I'll swap the actor.
But I don't think it's like necessarily the actor that's the problem,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I think it's the story being crap. Apologies for the language.
Yeah, we're a kid channel. We can't, the YouTube safe, Dad.
But yeah, that's one of the ones where it's like a grey area, isn't it?
Swap out for a different Mrs. Doubtfire.
So yeah, you can't
help it on the way.
You can't swap like a Mrs. Doubtfire.
True.
It just wouldn't work.
Swap one easily for
There is like quite a lot of films, like, so for instance, Will Smith was meant to be Neo in The Matrix, but he decided not to do it. There's a lot of characters where they've been like that. So for instance, we watched Aliens, didn't we? And the guy that plays Bishop, who's the android, he was originally cast as for Terminator.
Was he? Yeah. I think I should see that.
Because, okay, he's quite a skinny guy, but if you think of Terminator 2 and how Terminator 2 is, where he's more of like a stealthy guy, he's more cat-like, that's how they were going to play the first one. And it wasn't until they had the conversation with, the director had the conversation with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Arnold Schwarzenegger said, no, that's not how you need to play this. He needs to be robotic, he needs to be emotionless. He can't be smart, he's just got to be like, you can't stop him,
yeah,
like a juggernaut.
Give me your clothes.
So yes, so that's our show for this week. Thanks a lot for listening.
No surprise question again.
Huh?
No surprise question.
Yeah. Sometimes I like to just keep it going. I've got a good question that I'm holding back on, which I think I might take a bit of thought for you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Do you
want
to know what it is? So you can have a think of one.
For next episode.
No, no, just do it randomly at some point.
Yeah.
If there's a film of our lives.
Oh, God.
Who would play us?
Oh, I could.
Okay, so thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Oh, check us out on all social media when Harry Met Movies. And Harry's a mug, apparently. No.